I'm Mike Bradley with your final regular season high school football Bayside Conference Power Poll.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned his tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good!
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
Counting them down from number 13 to number 1. Coming in at number 13, Colonel Richardson at 1-9. The Colonels fell to in-county rival North Carolina 36-14 in the 11th Superintendent's Cup. The Colonels have lost 10 of 11 in that rivalry game. Another disappointing year for the Colonels, who want to go independent in 2015 and not play any teams in the 2A or 3A. Their season is over. Coming in at number 12, Snow Hill at 2-8. The Eagles were blown out by Worcester County rival Stephen Decatur in Berlin 41-8. The score was 34-0 at halftime. It was another rebuilding year for the Eagles, who showed some signs of improvement late in the season. Running back Ian Smith had a very good year. The season highlight had to be almost upsetting then a 1-3 Kent County squad on the road. They came up short in that one, though, 29-28. Their season is over. Coming in at number 11, Washington at 4-6. The Jags were soundly defeated by Parkside 60-14. Quarterback Jamarcus Brumskin scored both touchdowns for Washington. With 20 seniors, many three-year starters, led by Brumskin, there was hope they might be able to go to the playoffs this year. They fell short of that goal, but did attain the most wins in the program since 2003. Their season is over. Coming in at number 10, Stephen Decatur at 2-8. The Seahawks defeated Worcester County rival Snow Hill 41-8 to finish off a disappointing rebuilding year. Quarterback Justin Meekins had three passing and one rushing touchdown in the win. Their season is over. Coming in at number 9, J.M. Bennett at 3-7. The Clippers were soundly beat by fellow city rival Wicomico 42-13. Bennett actually led in this game 13-12 early in the third quarter. The Clippers lost the battle of attrition and wore down to the depth of Wicomico. Bennett was besieged by injury all year, succumbing to 10 season-ending injuries, the most in one season in Hoop Gibson's 23 years coaching. Their season is over. Coming in at number 8, Wicomico at 5-5. The Indians finished the season with a 42-13 rout of Salisbury City rival J.M. Bennett. Senior running back Nelson Brown ended his career on a very high note, rushing for 232 yards and four touchdowns, and even completed a pass for a two-point conversion. Wicomico bounced back this year with a couple of more wins than last year when they went 3-7. Their season is over. Coming in at number 7, Parkside at 5-5, the Rams finished the season with a resounding 60-14 win over Washington, led by quarterback Devin Redding, who had two touchdowns. Parkside ended the 2014 campaign on a four-game winning streak and won their second straight Salisbury City Championship. It was a season of what could have been. The Rams lost several close games. They could have very well finished at 7-3 or 8-2, making it to the playoffs. Their season is over. Coming in at number 6, North Carolina at 6-4, the Bulldogs rolled, winning their 10th Superintendent Cup in 11 tries against county foe Colonel Richardson, 36-14. Running back Kenny Jackson had three touchdowns, the third putting Carolina up 29-0 in the early stages of the third quarter. The Bulldogs return much of their offense and defense next year, which leaves the future bright in Ridgely in a tough 2A East. Their season is over. Coming in at number 5, Kent County at 7-3. The Trojans won their 6th straight game, this time over non-conference foe northeast of Cecil County, 44-15 as they head into the playoffs. Their next game Friday in the 1A playoffs, they're the 3 seed on the road at 2 seed Havre de Grace, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 4, Easton at 6-4. The Warriors fell to rival Cambridge South Dorchester on a last-second field goal in a game in which Easton constantly led, forcing Cambridge to almost always play from behind. The final on that one, 38-35. Easton senior running back L.J. Flournoy carried the ball 17 times for 226 yards, including touchdown runs of 75 and 40 yards. Quarterback Jalen Mooney ran 25 times for 165 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Despite losing the last two games of the regular season, the Warriors are back in the playoffs for the second straight year since the 92-93 campaigns. Their next game Friday in the 2A playoffs, they're the 4 seed on the road at the 1 seed Queen Anne's, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number three, Cambridge South Dorchester at 9-1. The Vikings won on a last-second 33-yard field goal by kicker Trevor North, 38-35 over arch-rival Easton, set up by a 7-play, 65-yard drive. Vikings quarterback Nate Lowe finished with 79 yards and a touchdown on 15 carries and completed 10-19 passes for 146 yards and 3 touchdowns. Running back Trey Lake had 115 yards and a touchdown. The win gave head coach Jay Coleman his 60th win. Their next game Friday in the 1A playoffs is they're the 1 seed. They host the 4 seed Bow Manor out of Cecil County. Kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 2, Kent Island at 8-2. The Buccaneers fell to their arch rivals Queen Anne's, who was without their starting quarterback, 13-9, breaking a 3-game winning streak in the War on the Shore series for the Chesapeake Cup. The loss also dropped them to the number 2 seed of the 2A East. Their next game Friday in the 2A playoffs, they're the 2 seed as they host the 3 seed Falston from Harford County, kickoff at 7. And coming in at number 1, Queen Anne's at 8-2, despite playing without starting quarterback Bradley Harmon, who is out for the rest of the year with a collarbone injury. The Lions were able to go on the road to Kent Island and win in the War on the Shore 13-9. Running back Brendan Cavanaugh playing in place of Harmon out of the Wildcat formation threw the game-winning 56-yard touchdown score to E.J. Emery. The Lions, after winning 10 straight against Kent Island, broke a 3-game losing streak to the Bucks and took the number 1 seed in the 2A East and the Chesapeake Cup. Their next game Friday in the 2A playoffs is they're the number 1 seed. They host the 4 seed Easton, kickoff at 7. I'm Mike Bradley for SFMSports.net.